The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit iheareverything.com.
Bridge toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good night? Engagement
How long
gift?
Before a wedding should I send out save the dates?
How many games are in the first series?
Use IMAP to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
where to find
you were 4 years
in
Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast and I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, we'll share the news, knowledge, and strategies you need to navigate the ever-changing world of SEO. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tyson Stockton from Previsible.io, and today we're continuing the conversation with Micah, but we're shifting gears and we're going to be talking about long-term SEO career planning. So from the episode yesterday, Micah Fisher-Kirshner is the VP of SEO and Content at Turn River Capital. Turn River Capital is a San Francisco-based technology investment fund with operational focus. They specialize in growth equity investments, buyouts, spinouts, and recapitalization of leading software companies. Yesterday, Mike and I talked about his work within Turn River Capital and some of the uniqueness in that role of working on SEO across companies in an investment business. But today, as mentioned, we're going to shift and we're going to talk about SEO career planning.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right. Here's my conversation with Micah. Micah, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me again. It's been a pleasure.
Now, this is, we hit on some of my favorite elements yesterday, but I think this topic is one that's, very close to my own personal interest. Career development, I think within SEO, it's, or at least one of the things that I really like about our industry is kind of the community aspect and the willingness and interest of others helping SEOs progress, and not necessarily just in what tactics work, but also in this career progression. And so to set the stage for the listeners on this subject, how do you think about kind of long-term SEO career planning versus, you know, something that may be just more immediate? Like, what's the kind of real emphasis point in the long-term planning?
I would say that, where do you want to essentially go with your career? What's the long-term ideal company or style of job within SEO, or eventually maybe a broader focus that you want to go? And then thinking, what is it that you need to get there? What would it qualify you for that end state, essentially? It's kind of the long-term. Versus a short term, what are the hops that I need to do before I do that? What are the individual step by steps? It's taking, essentially taking that step back And it absolutely can change. And it's changed for myself over the years. But always like, okay, here's kind of like, I would love working for this one, this type of role, seeing who's already there and thinking, okay, what are the things that I lack today that I need to get to and how can I get there?
And as far as, so someone went through, they've identified, I want to work for X company in this. Once they go through kind of this exercise or this process of identifying what is the gap that exists within their current skill set, and I know there's going to be a lot of variation between this, but once someone identifies the areas that they need to improve on, what recommendations do you have in ways to close that gap then?
Yeah, there is a lot of different ways of looking at it. So it can be, are there specific areas of SEO you haven't gotten to really focus on? And can you figure out a way to build that in into your current job? Are there specific things that you feel like you're going to need to learn as a result? That can be, let's say you're looking to do something that's going to be a much larger scale type of website. Realizing oftentimes that means you may need to build up a SQL skills. And just because it's going to go into a database and then you're going to, you know, try and do that yourself. And so you're going to have to learn a bit of SQL. And is there tools out there that can also currently make your job easier as a result at smaller scale and doing some similar SQL querying that you can leverage that eventually for your next job that you're trying to get to, you can use that more and more for the end state. Sometimes it just means you have to leave your current job to find to get an experience that you cannot get at your current job. That may be, you know, you need something with a just like to get yourself out there more. You need to work at a, say, a larger or known brand. And it may be a sucky job. It may not be, but you may look and say, look, if I can just work there for a few years, that's something that's on my resume, gets more respect for me, just in the nature sometimes of the business of just having that. And that's one of the ways of like, as long as I can be more seen and realize I can work in, say, political or big brand environments, that's a step to whatever my end goal is, to say maybe one of the biggest brands out there or something. So it's essentially thinking through and realizing what are your weaknesses that you are able to surmount. And that can be weaknesses from just, you know, you may not be you just haven't had the opportunity to, not realizing it was something that companies were looking for originally from kind of your educational work experience, any kind of history that you've had to this point.
And I'd like to double down on one of the points you made of like thinking it sometimes in like stepping stones. And maybe it's not just a, great, I can do this tomorrow, but it's maybe like building into that, and whether it's taking a position to set yourself up for the next one. But I think that's something really important to keep in mind, is that everything doesn't have to just be one step, and there could be this longer kind of strategy to get to those points. So I think that's a really important piece for the listeners to keep in mind. We also, I feel like, when it comes to progressing like career, we have these hard skills, like you called out SQL, and there's also kind of like the soft skill side. And I think we naturally tend to gravitate a little bit more to those hard skills, but especially in like leadership roles within SEO or spinning out of SEO into other areas, the soft skills to me is really one of those areas that can make the difference. And it can be the factor that allows you to be effective at multiple levels and kind of progress from that. Do you have any tips for the listeners of where and how you can acquire some of these more soft skills that really open up career opportunities?
Yeah, it's from a stepping stones, it's something I've done across my career. And when we think about it as leaving aside kind of any of the luck and fortune of kind of where I began originally, along the way, thinking through, like, if I want to start to manage teams and showcase that I can do that, and then it's leveraging, like, when I started in the agency, we also had interns, and then saying, hey, being able to work with the interns and kind of essentially manage interns as a way to showcase that, hey, I could help train up, teach new interns about SEO and have them work with me on projects to showcase that I can do the same as I level up in my career from an analyst to a manager, that now as a manager, I can do the same thing with analysts as I did as an analyst to intern. And so that's one of the ways of thinking through. It can also be broadening your career and starting to work and leverage areas of SEO you worked on, of like brand reputation management. If you wanted to do more around organic marketing and organic content marketing, to brand reputation management and saying, I've worked in these areas to help build not just specific SEO campaigns, but areas that were about defending the brand, building a kind of content strategy, working with the team together to build, let's say, a content calendar in order to showcase that I can go beyond just being a pure SEO to a larger gamut around, say, organic marketing as a whole.
Yeah, and a big advantage that we have as SEOs is being that we're working with such a variety of stakeholders that regardless if we recognize it or not, we are picking up skills, we're picking up awareness. So it's like you do have that option within SEO to stay within the industry and stay within search, or even spin off into some of these areas, because we do have so many touch points. And I've had a lot of friends and other SEOs out there that maybe they reach a certain stage in their career and they decide they want to go more down kind of the product manager path, or they want to dive more into the dev side. And so I think that is one of the really cool things about the industry, is that you do get a lot of exposure to a variety of facets within the business. And if you do have that desire and that interest to spin into one of those, is there certainly plenty of opportunities to do so?
Yeah. And sometimes it just requires timing of things that you do outside of work to, you know, if you're going to be going on vacation, can you time the vacation with potentially a conference around SEO there and getting more networking and getting out there, maybe even like the opportunity of speaking. And so if you're already going to go pay for your vacation anyway, the extra benefit of just like, okay, now it's just an extra little cost for, you know, spending time at a conference that you're going to be in the city regardless. And it's just trying to think of ways of how to do that. Like I've essentially done that a bit in my early in the career, where I was going to be abroad anyway and found conferences around the area that I essentially leveraged to start doing actual public speaking and presentations at you know, search conferences. And that was one of the ways that I thought about how to build it up, you know, and sometimes outside of the direct, pure, quote unquote, 9-to-5, but general work life then.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
It's also a great point to the value in just building out the network too. It's like we hit on hard skills, soft skills. And I think another kind of element of that is building and pulling from social networks. Like we have a strong community within SEO and leaning into that, and ultimately like making those connections that can help you figure out like, or even hear about those next opportunities that you could potentially kind of like strive for.
Yeah, and that's one of the fun things about it. And that's why also I feel one of the reasons as well I started BayAreaSearch.org was to help with that networking, because it was kind of on and off and not an actual association to help continue on a consistent cadence. And knowing how much kind of, and a lot of the, yes, where the people you meet and the ideas you can get in turn from chatting with a lot of other SEOs to help build things and skill sets and realizations of that is something that I felt was really needed. And I think that's one of the areas that it can really help find things or hear about things you wouldn't have otherwise.
Absolutely. And can you give the listeners a little more background on what Bay Area Search is, and you know, what are the events like? What's included in that association?
Yeah, BayAreaSearch.org is essentially a local San Francisco SEO meetup. We just had our last one in at the end of January. We had 40 SEOs attend. Pre-COVID, we were averaging about 70 or so SEOs, and for the most part, it's meant as just, hey, you know what? The Bay Area hasn't really had a good inclusive meetup association in a long time. It was the hub. And so like for the most part, we always went to like the Google events. And as those died down, there was a gap that needed to be filled. And that's where it started, as a realization that like we have a unique opportunity with many big companies and enterprises and SEOs and knowledge that we could essentially now, as an association, we go from company to company to host our meetup at. And historically, for example, we held it at the Yelp headquarters. We were at Atlassian's headquarters, Macy's, Optimizely, et cetera. And so we do that and have it a variety of different topics. Usually we try to have local panelists or people who are in the area, but we'll bring in outside of the area as well to kind of build a little more cred, so to speak, I guess. But it always have time for folks to network and get to know people in the area and who they might normally only get to see every so often because they happenstance only go to one conference a year, because we give these as a free event, essentially a free meetup for folks interested in the SEO area. And their last one, for example, was like talking about SEO automation, which was timely with ChatGPT and all. So
yeah, that's been a little bit of a topic in the industry lately. Now, if someone's outside of the Bay Area, is there kind of any opportunities? Like, say, like someone's living in a small market, they have an interest in the Bay Area. Is there any opportunities for those that are outside of our direct area?
Oh, yeah, they're more than welcome to attend. As long as you're interested in SEO and you're just in town for the same weekend, we're happy for you to sign up. You know, and then if you unfortunately want to unsubscribe from our emails about hearing our other events, so be it. But yeah, we enjoy having those that are outside to come and learn more about what SEO is in this area and what the potential opportunities are and the plus and minuses of the things they do, whether as they're in-house, an agency, a consultant, however that may be.
And I am biased because being a Bay Area native, but I do believe that we are lucky to have one of the stronger SEO communities. So I love that you're doing your part to bring those individuals together. And really to your point earlier, though, on like, hey, you're going on vacation, stop by a conference. I would highly recommend to SEOs that maybe in other parts of the country or internationally, if you're planning on coming through the Bay Area, check out kind of the schedule, see if there's an event going. It can always be a great way to, again, just make additional personal connections. And really, I do think that the networking and learning from each other is a strong characteristic of our industry, but also something to today's topic can be a really powerful piece in that long-term career progression for SEOs out there.
Yeah, and the more people are at least aware of you, the more likely they are okay with including you into different online Slack or Twitter threads that are there that you just may not be aware of, and they may not be aware of you to even invite you. And so it's those kinds of things that just being a little bit more prominent can help get you a little bit more connected into a lot of the other communities that you might not have as an opportunity where from which you are currently located.
Absolutely. Well, Micah, I appreciate the time and being on the podcast. That wraps up this episode of The Voices of Search. Thanks again to Micah, VP of SEO and Content at Turnriller Capital, for joining us. If you can't wait until the next episode and would like to learn more about Micah, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in the show notes, or you can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is at MicahFK. Visit his company's website, MicahFK.com. And again, check out BayAreaSearch.org. And if you're coming through even from the outside, check it out.
Thank you so much. Love to have any of you there, and hope to feel free to always say hi to me and strike up a conversation.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Micah. And we'll see everyone back tomorrow on the episode.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S.com/AWT.